Yeah, you hyped tonight or what?
Oh, yeah. We stuck on that West Side Connection. Bow down.
Bow down.
Yeah. But we ain't playing that. Sorry, guys. We're just a little hyped up right now. Joe, we kind of fucked up. We did like a little fuck you haunt to the honcholo. Joe accidentally took that cap and stem.
No, I didn't.
Well, he didn't accidentally.
It wasn't an accident.
The video got accidentally released.
Yeah. Thank you to the cameraman for that one.
Yeah, it got it accidentally erased.
Where you at, Aaron? Where are you?
Yeah, you gone down fucked up. Anyways, this is another War Vinyl night tonight. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate everything. Joe, it's a surprise to me. So, Joe, what are we listening to?
Well, main reason why I wanted to drop Cap and Stem was...
Microdose?
Was basically, we gotta listen to Flying Lotus, You're Dead.
Oh, shit.
And it's going to be good.
I haven't even heard it.
Well...
It's going to be sick.
Get ready. We'll be right back.
Damn, Flying Lotus. What, you're all dead? Or you're dead? I guess I'll figure that out later.
Welcome to the movie theater. Please turn off all cell phones and electronic devices.
Are we about to go on a trip right now?
I believe so. Buckle your seatbelts.
Are we going deep? Deep in the cave? Deep in this Flying Lotus?
I believe one of us will go further.
I kind of feel like I'm in Vegas with all those lotuses coming in.
Put on your 3D glasses.
Is this the one that we saw at the Hollywood Cemetery?
Please refrain from smoking.
This is more like a drop acid, take the mushroom type of thing.
Welcome to the show.
That is the Cave Dweller Show. You ready to start this show? Let's do it.
You're dead.
This is probably like the closest I'll come to EDM right here. A DJ.
And it's not even EDM.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome to Thundercat to the concert.
That's all I was gonna say. It sounded like him. Yeah, it was sick when we saw him at the Hollywood Cemetery. Was it Hollywood Forever?
That was a good show.
Yeah, a lot of people are buried there. You got one of the Ramones. You got the Chris Cornell. What, Marilyn Monroe is buried there too? Or?
Toto. Toto's buried there.
The dog from Wizard of Oz? Yeah. Who knows if those are doing concerts soon? But if they do one, you guys gotta go see it at the Hollywood Cemetery.
I don't think that would ever happen again, to be honest.
No, it's open air. It's not closed. And FYI, guys, if they do end up doing it, you guys can take your own beer in there. Explain to the listeners, Flying Lotus is basically a DJ.
Well,
playing all kinds of crazy shit.
It's more than that. He's a producer. But yeah, I guess you could say he started out as a DJ, and then he's
producing.
He just keeps getting better and better with all his albums. Like, this to me is probably, would some say, his best one.
What line or number of this is this one?
Maybe like the fourth or fifth album.
Okay. I've always heard of Flying Lotus, but I didn't get really attuned to him until I saw him with Thundercat.
And then on this album, he just has all these sick ass people playing. Yeah, as you can hear, the instruments are just, they're all over.
playing all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah, probably like even Thundercat's brother is probably playing drums right here.
Thundercat's a brother that plays drums?
Yeah, I saw him with Alan Holdsworth. It was one of the best, sickest shows I've ever seen in my life.
Damn. Does he play drums for Thundercat or?
Nah. He's played on some of his tracks, but it's funny, like, having his brother, he's like, they don't want to be in a band together because I think they'll just end up hating each other.
Yeah, probably.
He's like, I want to do it this way. Yeah. Nah, son, I want to do it this way.
Yeah.
As best just like, they already tried it, I think, and it was just like, nah, I want to do something different. And yeah, I guess that's what happens.
The crazy thing that why I like the Flying Lotus is like, it's not your typical DJ mixing, whatever you want to call it. It's like, there's actual music. And then I don't want to be hurtful and say something, but like that random, like the other stuff going on in the background.
It's all textures,
the
bro.
Mixture.
You gotta study the Lotus to understand. Yeah. There's too many layers.
And that's why I kind of like the whole DJ AM and Travis Barker. You had like that. Well, I don't want to say band, but I guess like I playing the drums and then it's that one guy mixing. Do you think when they record, is it like, let's say for example, Thundercat, is he laying down the tracks and he's listening to something, or he's just laying down some like track and then he comes in and does the fill in? That's where I'm trying to get, like, where that, how this made.
That question will be answered on the next side.
So this is side B right here. Starting out slow. Nice. Like it? That shaker. Kendrick?
Yo. This is how I got this album. I was like, I heard this one song. I was like, this is a single? Give me the album.
Yeah.
They start drinking, they leave.
Yeah, that's how. Fuck that. Ooh.
And then that's when I bought the album.
That's when you're waiting right there at the cash register.
It's nice to hear good quality wax once in a while.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know you guys like to do dabs every here and there, but fuck the dabs for me.
You don't fuck with dabs.
Nah, I don't fuck with dabs. I honestly forget how to breathe, how to count, how to drive. It's not for me. But this is my wax. This is kind of wax I dig.
I thought you like to take pizza dabs, like big old crust.
I don't know.
Big old slabs of cheese. Yeah,
get that salami out of here.
You don't want that pesto all up in it?
Nah.
That parmesan?
So, when I went to go see him the first time and the only time, this is all his shows 3D? Like, because, ladies and gentlemen, when I saw him, it was like a 3D show. Like, you got glasses and you put on this thing and, like, it was crazy because, like, when I was looking into the stage, he had, like, this big old screen. And, like, you're just, you had these glasses and you're just looking and looking. All this shit is being sent to you. Fuck, it was a trip. I honestly had to bend down and like I couldn't breathe because there was so much bass going on. I'm like, am I even breathing right now?
That shit was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That bass was just hitting so hard, I thought it was on drugs.
But it was crazy because it's like you're watching the show and like, yeah, the screen in the background with the whole fucking 3D thing going on.
Yeah, this makes me do the robot.
Some more Thunder Cat. Is he on this whole album or what?
All over.
Here and there?
All over.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure he produces. Hold up.
This is Dead Man's Tetris right here.
Joe says, he'll bust a kneecap. Fuck that shit. Hashtag bust a kneecap. Yeah. Yeah, I don't give a damn. Hold up. Hey, Joe's a bust about. Bust a kneecap. Hold up.
Joe Kneecap.
Yeah. That's his name. His new name, Joe Bust a Kneecap Maserati. Hold up. Joe's about to bust a kneecap. Yeah, smelling all day. Ooh.
Hashtag bust the kneecap, dog.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, I don't need nobody. Fuck you, bitch.
Damn, where's my boy Snoop at? Of course, Snoop has to play Death.
He's coming in right now or what?
You never know.
What do you only said?
Speak of the devil.
And he shall appear. I like that little touch in the background.
Dude, I'm hearing shit right now I've never fucking even heard on headphones.
You can bet.
This shit's fucking amazing. Hey, what did you smoke?
Death.
What did you mean? I'm not deaf. Does it make me deaf? Nah, this is death.
That's another reason why I like doing this whole war vinyl. We get a listen from the vinyl, like just that raw cut, but amplified into this whole fucking mixer right here. Give me that rolling drum set right there.
Damn, I want those visuals in my mouth. Fractal shit.
Give me those glow sticks. I'm about to fucking make a scrambled egg right now. About busting a kneecap right now? You have that wicked ass smile and shit. You look like Joaquin Phoenix in the movie The Joker when he just discovers his gun. You're not in the subway, dog.
No words.
Yeah. Joe's excited. It's a Friday night. That's how we do it. What's up, Honcholo? Where you at?
Where you at, Honcholo?
Yeah, where you at, bitch? I hope you have a Budweiser in your hand right now. Senior Teddy, we miss you too. Don't worry, this one's coming out to you.
hitting some rocks right now.
Yeah, I know. Did you find this one like in a deep in the record? Or?
No, I bought it, but I've hoarded it, as you can tell.
I have one album that like I really want to bring, but it has like this one just
sick pop.
I think it just hits like it's, it repeats. Sick ass saxophone right there. You know, it was crazy. I actually wanted to play saxophone, I think, like around fifth or sixth grade. We had this teacher, Mr. O'Brien, at the school. And I remember one of the homies playing saxophone. And you know what made me really want to play is The Simpsons.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Bleeding Gums Murphy. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah.
That shit sounded tight too.
Yeah, it was sick.
I feel that.
Yeah. And then another like little secret was is like I want to play violin.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. You would have been a shredder by now, Doug.
Oh yeah, I would have been playing death. I would have been like that one guy that like plays all those rap tunes on the violin with like fat ass chicks. Fat ass.
Oh, big booty bitches.
Yeah, big booty bitches shaking their asses and shit. But I'll be that one. Yeah, I'll be that one guy.
Now, we've definitely gone down the rabbit hole already.
Oh, you know what would be a good violin song? Spill the Blood by Slayer. That slow ass fucking song.
I didn't know you could do that with the bass.
Well, give it to Thundercat. He'll work magic.
This is the Terminator.
Yeah.
Kronos.
The Terminator. I think I'm about to get Kronos right now.
Yeah, if you go for those sick... Dude, his beats are just retarded.
Imagine if him and Dr. Dre got together.
Ooh. Yeah, I actually seen a video. You know that guy Nardwar? You ever seen Nardwar?
No.
Yeah, he's from back in the day, and like when he goes and interviews people, like he has this whole look and thing about him. He's pretty funny, but he always like knows one thing about him. He always knows crazy like facts about him. So when he tells the artist like, oh, you started your first show was here and here and such street, and they're like, they look at him like, what the fuck, how do you know that? Mm-hmm. Like only a few people know about that shit. And yeah, like he's like, well, I'm Nardwar, that's what I'm supposed to do. Like he's kind of like some geeky character. He's fucking funny. You gotta check him out. His interviews are good. And he always brings some shit. Yeah, he always brings the guests the crazy gifts and shit.
Yeah.
Like watch, check out the ones he does with Snoop. It's good. It's good shit.
Was that the only one that Snoop did on this album? That only drop in right there? Yeah.
Yeah. He was death. Words are hard sometimes.
Writing a song is hard. Imagine talking. You grabbing that titty right there? Or?
No, I'm getting the shake. I wish I had the fucking maraca. That egg. You know that egg you get at NAM? Exactly.
No more NAM though.
Hell no.
Yeah. Hell no.
Hey, let me say it again. Hell to the NAM.
It's gonna be a virtual NAM.
I ain't gonna go touch anything.
We have one more on this one? Yeah, it looks like it.
I believe so, Captain. One more roundabout. Danger, Will Robbins in danger. Danger.
I'm out there.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. The next album I'm gonna bring, I'm gonna spit facts on this one. Can't wait to play it. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, we got Flying Lotus.
This is hitting me on different levels, I can't explain to you.
Oh yeah, because you're on different levels. Really? Yeah, you do.
Nah. I ain't seen 3D yet. I ain't seen 3D yet.
I even trip out on his stand that he has for like his whole setup and shit. It's fucking crazy. It's like, it's almost like fucking demonic. Fucking, it looks like a fucking stem. A root coming out of the stage.
Oh, you mean his DJ setup?
Yeah.
His stand?
Yeah.
That shit is tight, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, I seen him do a show where he was in a cube, and that shit was being projected on the side, and then from there they made it like 3D.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
So all his shows are 3D.
In a sense.
Damn.
He's been doing it for a minute. At least 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But he's been around way longer.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy how long he's been along.
And he actually got started on Cartoon Network on Adult Swim. Like, he sent his music in, and they played it, and it came out like on, you know how they always...
Aqua Teen Hunger Force or what?
No, like, you know how in between they always have like trippy videos? Oh, like, yeah. Little things in between the episodes.
Like fake commercials?
Yeah, fake commercials. Yeah, they put his music in there, and like everybody was like, dude, this guy is fucking sick. And so then that's how he got discovered.
Fucking Cartoon Network.
Yeah, we gotta love Cartoon Network for Flying Lotus discoveries. So anyways, we're gonna flip on
to the side C now.
We're gonna switch to the second LP. We'll be right back with that one.
Some magical devil penetration. Wish that that sound bad, but I wish I didn't have my kids this weekend, because I would have took that cap and stem for this album. I'm listening to a pretty buzz. I can imagine on mushrooms, like I like to say.
Have you ever seen the WWF on shrooms?
No.
Neither have I.
Well, you're about to. La, 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 la. Of imagination.
Of oppression. It's fucked up.
Yeah?
Nah. We good.
La 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 la. So this is your album, Joe. Tell us about Flying Lotus. When did you discover him? Were you like someone said drop this pill and see what's up with Flying Lotus, or... Oh, you said Cartoon Network. That's when.
That's how he got discovered.
Yeah.
I didn't discover him like that. Okay. I didn't hear him on there.
So when did you just discover him?
I think I was at some weed shop in LA.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then I was with PH, and he asked the guy, he's like, hey, what are you listening to? And he's like, Flying Lotus. I was like, oh, I'm gonna. That's an easy name to remember.
I remember you and PH used to go to this one place where, like, you can take dabs and sit on the couch and shit. Was it that place?
I didn't go hang out with there. No, it's a completely different spot.
No?
Way different spot.
So you're at a weed shop taking dabs or what? And you heard the song or what?
No, I didn't say that.
I said
I said we went to a shop and they were playing that.
Yeah, and they explained it. So you just were kicking there and you listen to Flying Lotus?
We weren't kicking it, dog. Oh. What is you talking about? You're talking about some different shit. I don't know.
Are you
tripping shrooms?
No, I only, yeah, I yeah, only you took are. Some broken windows.
That's yeah, it. I could tell.
So,
damn, I thought I was the one that's fucked up.
Nah.
Or am I? Better take these fucking truth serum glasses off. Hey, I was tripping too.
Hey, I know. I saw.
What the fuck?
Take Alex them. Jones was on the line.
Take them shits away from me.
Command them to hell. Burn them. Throw them in the fucking fireplace.
I don't even want
to
see them. Downloaded China?
Yeah, downloaded China. Some more Thundercat?
Possibly. I'm trying to figure out who's in a different... Both fucked up, but in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. They both experience it in different forms, I think. I think that's the difference.
Yeah, it's Friday night. Fuck you. You got that mixed salad.
One drunk, one tripping shrooms.
Yeah.
That is actually a Thundercat Flying Lotus collab. One drunk, one tripping shroom.
That's how you get the best, like, info going. Like,
oh, do you?
Yeah.
Please explain.
Like, you have, like, one person on one level and the other person on the other, a different level. So they explain, like, hey, this is why I like it and this is why you like it.
Different levels.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Levels.
That's like raising the bar.
Levels.
I'm pretty sure folks are wondering what the fuck are these guys even talking about right now. Nobody knows.
Well, it's art.
This is art.
Yeah. Look at Flying Lotus. Like, yeah.
It's Miles Davis level shit.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it. Let me explain something. I saw them in orchestra in LA, like, that some guy transcribed it, and fucking they were all like a 30-piece orchestra.
Yeah?
Performed it. That shit was one of the sickest concerts I've ever seen.
Damn, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and it was a free show.
A free show?
A free show.
That's what's crazy. We've been in a couple of shows that's like, man, like, nah, I saw that person for fucking 10, 15 bucks. But for a free show, to see that shit? Nah. Fucking ridiculous.
Stupid.
All right, we got Side D coming in, the grand finale. This is Flying Lotus, everyone.
I forget about that sometimes.
You have to say that shit.
Oh, yeah. We remind everyone to follow us. Yeah. That's how I feel.
Tell him, Thunder. Honestly, this is one of the best tracks on it.
Yeah, the closer, or one of the closers. Oh, let me see. Yeah, there's like three on there. It almost feels like I don't want to point fingers, but I wish I took that cap and stem. Because now I see it. It's that show.
Been trying to tell you, dog.
Tomorrow, you down to go down that trip again?
No. I got shit to do. Friday, Saturday, man. Come on. Get with the program. Never robbed the bank before? Come on. You should know this.
Okay. Well, I'll teach you how to shoot a kneecap.
Captain Murphy. I'm gonna eventually play Captain Murphy, dude. That shit's such a good album, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Eyelids?
He can see through his eyelids. I don't know. Is that what he said?
He's a good one. Subliminal.
I kind of feel like Joey Diaz.
Yeah.
On Master Reality. Nah, take this shit off. I'm kidding. It's just a trip how when you're listening to it, it goes through your mind.
Music?
Like through one ear and the other.
Well, yeah, that's when you're on mushrooms. That's how it feels.
No, but with headphones, you know, you can hear it.
Yeah.
When it, the way it's mixed, like when it pans, like it goes from one side to the other.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like it's shooting through. Didn't it?
This is the outer space now? Like, I can't imagine, like my cousin, we went to go see Black Sabbath. He's like, now I'm going to do coke, but I'm going to do acid. Well, yeah, he did acid, and he was just fucking, he's like, I'm like, dude, why would you go, like, to... We went to the Hollywood Bowl, too.
Why would you drop acid?
Yeah, why would you drop acid? And he was just right there, like, can't you feel the music? And that's the thing about, like, I never done acid, but, like, especially mushrooms, like, yeah. you do feel the music. Can you feel the music? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I feel the music. But yeah, saying he felt the music going through his fucking soul. Give him that captain stem right now.
Give it to him.
Oh, give it to me.
Oh, now you want it?
You're the one. You're my connect.
Hey, hello.
Yo. Hey, what's up?
You're too fucked up to just turn off.
Let me just say this.
What?
You don't know that.
Go spill and say it in then.
This fool don't even want me to drop the flow. It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that one yet.
I knew it.
I was on the cusp. Fucking rabbit hole, or at least I was. Had to be prepared for this shit.
Yeah, the next album.
But these beats.
I'm down to bust a cap instead. So I'm gonna bring a heavy hitter next time.
Well, I hope you can get some.
Well, you have no more one.
Yeah, but they're not forever. They're not forever, caps and stems. You know, I want to go to Big Bear too. And trip stems. Caps. Shit. I want to go to Yosemite.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Since we have work, we're right here in this peaceful noise. We gotta see some aliens. Like, I'm down to buy like a high-powered fucking telescope.
I already see them.
Yeah, I see them all the time. They work at all the fast food restaurants. They're all aliens. Like Big Z said, why ain't they getting sick of like fast food restaurants, grocery stores, and all that shit? Just kidding. Go ahead. Eat it.
I'm like, yeah. I'm actually connecting dots right now. Stop talking that shit. I was looking into it too hard.
Yeah.
Philo.
This is like one of those slow DZ tracks or what?
Trying to take you on a journey.
So real quick, everyone's moving the fuck out of California.
Well, with that said, I think this might be the end of this.
We're gonna fuck out of here soon. Fuck this place. But I'm stuck here for a little bit.
Ascended. And it never fails. We've said it again many times. Just that fly low thunder sound. It's like almost on all their albums together.
Yeah, I was sick when I saw him over there. Hollywood Cemetery. So many celebrities. And it was right there when Chris Cornell like first died, huh?
Yeah, like only 3 months before.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Alright, guys. Well, that one was Your Dead. I hope you learned something there. I know we did. Flying Lotus is amazing on shrooms. Or drunk. Either way, sober, you're still good listening to it too. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. We had a good time, of course.
Yeah, we all did. Thank you guys for listening and subscribing. This is the Cave Dwellers going out. That is cavedwellers.com on Instagram. Go ahead and follow us. And this is going to be the end. The wrap.
Correction.
Yeah.
Cavedwellers.podcast.
Not .com. Yeah, .com. Oh, I was thinking Pornhub.
Hey,
all this milk. I was thinking about the milk going on.
Okay, 1 second. I wish I had that drop because I'd be like, hey, Abram, where are you?
Okay.
You done messed up.
Let's go ahead and end this. Go ahead, follow us at cagewallers.podcast on Instagram and Facebook, everywhere. Joe, last words. Go ahead.
It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Good night.